Weather unpredictability and weed management and mixed commodity markets. Hello, Michigan. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. Brought to you by McDonald's. This National Agriculture Week, McDonald's salutes Michigan farmers and suppliers. From apples and eggs to pork and cucumbers, their hard work helps bring quality ingredients to our restaurants. Weather's been unpredictable since the calendar flipped to 2026, and the spring planting season will likely follow the same path as it has in so many recent springs. Andy Eubank reports on what that means for weed management.
Syngenta Agronomic Service Representative Chad Threewitz near Fort Wayne, Indiana, suggests farmers plan for the likelihood of plenty of curveballs this spring.
We always talk about what's a normal spring, and I don't know that we've had a normal spring because it varies so much. So I think having a plan that gives us some flexibility when it comes to crop protection products, that meaning with residual, with some of the weed problems we're having, but also just safety on the crop. We tend to want to plant, as early as possible to maximize yields and having products out there that are safe for the crop.
Threewitz wants growers to start clean and stay clean so that yield potential benefits from minimized weed competition.
So, having a really, effective burn down out there to make sure that we don't have any weeds that are emerged. We have a lot more issues with perennial weeds now, whether it's thistles or dandelions, and some of those problems they're really hard to take care of later in the season. So having that effective burn down and we start getting these warm temperatures. I know it was probably the last 2 or 3 years I've seen water hemp emerging in the early to middle April.
The major benefits, Acuron can be applied pre or post emergence all the way up to 12 inch corn. Learn more at the Syngenta Acuron website. We have a link at our website. I'm Andy Eubank.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Well, the nightmare's not quite done yet. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Michigan Ag Today's Ag Weather Update. Here's what's going on. We've got the core of this major system that tried to work through Michigan yesterday, sitting to our northeast, trying to work its way through the Lake Huron area. But that means we've got the entire backside of this beast that still has to rotate through. The low itself is going to be lifting off to the northeast as we move from late afternoon into the evening, but that's going to be dragging this wraparound moisture across Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, and into the main body of Michigan. So we're not done with snow yet. I can say that in the east, you're not as likely to see action over the next 12 to 24 hours as the system kind of dies or runs out of moisture before it sweeps all the way through eastern locations. But western Michigan, eastern half of the UP, you're still in line for snow through the day today. Strong gusty winds and temperatures that are quite frigid. As we move into tomorrow, clouds linger over a large part of the state. Some light flurries can be here in western Michigan, southern Michigan as well. But I do think that those flurries end late afternoon tomorrow, and we do turn out to be partly sunny later in the week. Clouds give way to sunshine on Wednesday after a few flurries morning and midday. Much warmer air coming in late in the week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. In that warm air, we might have to deal with a little bit of light moisture. Friday midday, for example, some scattered rain showers over the UP and in northern parts of lower Michigan, but not a full-bodied system at all. And then we stay mild next week. Rain Sunday night into Monday. That's brief. It gets out of here relatively quick. And then temperatures, while yo-yoing back and forth, still stay more above normal than below. Minor front next Wednesday focuses more on Illinois and Indiana than up north, but it is our next significant chance of rain, I suppose, over the Great Lakes. I'm Ryan Martin.
I'm Hoosier Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria September 5th through the 14th. We'll visit Banff National Park and then take a train ride through phenomenal mountain views with decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and then on Vancouver Island, we visit the stunning Butchert Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword ag today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Final numbers from Friday coming up, but now let's take a closer look at what happened in the markets. Commodity markets ended the day mixed, with grain prices mostly steady, while energy and metals traded cautiously as investors weighed global demand concerns and ongoing geopolitical tensions. Here's C.J. Miller along with Brian Basting with Advanced Trading for a closer look.
Double-digit gains for wheat futures on Friday, but at the same time, we also saw some profit-taking for soybeans. Still some impressive gains across the board for the grain markets over the course of these past few weeks, Brian.
We're seeing some multi-month and even multi-year highs at this point, CJ. I just see that the May contract for corn, if we're to close above 465 here on Friday, would be the highest settlement price for that contract. You have to go all the way back to June 20th. So almost a nine-month high in that contract there. If you look at the soybean market, CJ, we look at the same thing. Actually, you have to go all the way back to May of 2024 to see soybean futures either for old crop or new crop, May or November, at these price levels. Same thing for new crop corn, May of 2024, so a 22-month high. It is going to be a market, I think, as you said, characterized moving forward by fits and starts because we're going to see some profit-taking, I think, at some point here, some long liquidation. However, the funds at the moment appear committed to commodities, in contrast, for example, towards investing in equities, which they've done for quite a while. That's supportive. What I'd encourage your listeners to do when all the dust has settled, CJ, is to continue to manage price movement as a grower. And by that, I mean avoid price prediction. Nobody's going to know when this high is made, where it's going to be made at. Could be right around the corner. It could be months away. But you really want to defend your balance sheet, use marketing tools available to you, and stay disciplined in your marketing because you're going to hear a lot of noise. We haven't even started the Northern Hemisphere U.S. growing season yet, CJ. So we get a lot of movement ahead of us here the next 6 to 9 months at least.
And that was Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. March corn finished at 452 and a half, up 4 1/4. May corn was up as well, 4 3/4 to 467 1/4. March soybeans down 2 at 1211. Same with May beans ending 2 at 1225 1/4. March wheat considerably higher, up 26 1/4 to 618 1/2, while cattle and hog prices still under. April live cattle down 35 cents to 2030.90, and April lean hogs down 90 cents to $93.45. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.